Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the seventh day of Shvat, Tavshin Pei Dalad, Masechta Ksubas, Perek Hamishi, Mishnah Beis. In the old days, Kiddushin and Nisuin were not done at the same time. First, a man would be Mekadosh, his wife. She would then be his Arusa. He is the Arus. She is considered an Eshes Ish, a made woman. But they cannot live together until Nisuin, until the Chuppah, and all the Sheva Brachas, etc. Between that period, she would stay in her father's house, and the Orus, the Chosen, would not be obligated to maintain her at all. And if she was a Bas Yisrael, and her Chosen was a Kohen, she cannot eat Truma, even though Minat Torah she could, but Midrabanan she can't. Chachamim were concerned that in case they would give her a cup of truma to drink, for example, she might share it among her family, who are Yisraelim. Others say a different reason, and that is because he might find maybe that there's a blemish on her, and that means the Kiddushin was a mistaken Kiddushin, which means that she was never married to him, which means that she was never a Eshes Kohen, if her Chosen was a Kohen, and therefore she would be eating truma as an Havera, as a Yisraelis. Our mission is going to talk about one who was Mekadosh, a woman, and did not fix a time for Nisuin. How do you establish? What's the limit? When do we say the time has come now that he has to marry her, and if he doesn't, he has to pay the upkeep? Says the Mishnah, Noisni Livsula, we give a virgin who's had Kiddushin, Shnema Sochedesh, up to 12 months, Mishetvo Habal, from when the husband has asked her to get married, to with a chuppah, that is. We give her 12 months, Lefarnes Esatzma, to prepare herself, clothes, jewellery, etc. And from then on, she has to be ready for the Nisuin. Uchshem She Noisnin Lo Isha, just like we give a woman 12 months to prepare herself, Kach Noisnin Lo Isha, we give a man 12 months, Lefarnes Esatzma, to prepare himself for the chuppah and the suda and the wedding reception. So once she demands to get nisuin, when she asks him, can we get married now and have chuppah, then the maximum time he has is 12 months. This is for a besula, a virgin. Ula almana, but if it was a widow that's getting married, shloshim yoim, we give only 30 days. Because the assumption is that she doesn't need as much time to prepare. She's already have a lot of things from the previous marriage. Higiyazman, what happens if the time come, v'loi nisu, and they weren't married? The Gemara explains we mean here because of the orus. The hold-up was because of the chosen. He's holding up the nisuin. Well, then we say, oichlos mishaloi. From then on, they will be supported, or she, the bride, can eat from his properties. He will have to pay for her maintenance, for her food, clothing, etc. And furthermore, va'ochlos b'truma, she's going to be able to eat truma now, if the chosen was a kohen. Now the Gemara explains why. Why aren't we worried that she'll share it among her family if her family are not kohenim, they're Israel? The Gemara explains that after 12 months, when the husband now has to feed and pay for her own meals, he gives her a special place where she will eat alone. And once she's eating, because she's eating by herself, there's not a gzera she might feed or give the cup of truma to her brother and sister. According to the opinion that says that the reason she can't have truma while she's in Arusa is because he might find a blemish, then we say that by the time 12 months has come, or the time of the Nisuin has arrived, and he's obligated to pay for upkeep, by then he would have certainly had her checked out, and he would have been assured that she's not got a blemish that would stop the Kiddushin being a Kiddushin. Rabbi Tafrin Omer, Noisnin lo hakol truma. Rabbi Tafrin maintains that when that time is up and he has to pay the mazonos, he has to pay for food and upkeep, if the chosen so wants, he can give all her food from truma. She's now wife of a kohen. He's a kohen. He's giving her truma, and even though it'll be a nuisance when she's tomei, when she's in unclean, because a tomei person is not allowed to have truma, even then he can give her truma because he can demand that she sells it and buys with the proceeds chulin, which that can be eaten, of course, when she's tomei. This is, of course, different to a wife of a kohen after nisoin, when he's already had the consummated with a chuppah, etc. Then the husband is obligated to give her chulin, ordinary food, in the days of her tumah. We do not expect her to have to go and sell it and then sell the truma and use the proceeds of chulin. Then the husband has to give a chulin to supply for her foods in the times of she's tumah. But here we're talking about before they're living together, before nisuin is taking place, but it's after the time that he has to give her food. That food, Rabbi Tarfon says, can be all truma. Rabbi Kiva argues. Rabbi Kiva omer, mechtze chulin or mechtze truma. Yes, he's obligated to give her food, mezonos, but he cannot give her all of it as truma. It'll be 50% chulin and 50% truma. That allows that for the days of truma, she'll be able to eat chulin quite happily without having to worry and sell truma and use the proceeds. Basically, Rabbi Kiva says that the obligation for food is the same before nisoin as after nisoin once that time limit has elapsed, once we've given him enough time that he should be ready to do nisoin. Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah continues on the same topic. We deal here with an arusa, a girl who comes from a family Israelim who's been had kiddushin from a kohen, and they've given her 12 months to prepare herself for the chosen, and then tragedy strikes and the chosen dies in that time. Now, of course, she is kukah liyibum. She requires, if there is a brother of the chosen, a live brother, and providing, well, obviously they haven't had children, they're not married, they haven't had to live together yet, but here, if the chosen has a brother, then the brother has the mitzvah of yibum. What rights does the arusa, does the kala have if her husband, who is a kohen, died, and his brother, who is also a kohen, of course, is now has that relationship of zkuka liyibum? Hayovam, says the Mishnah, if there is a yovam, a brother-in-law, who is a kohen, eino machil batruma, he cannot help the Bas Yisrael eat truma. This Bas Yisrael, who now falls before the Yibum, who is now connected to the Yibum, needs Yibum. As long as he hasn't actually done Yibum, as long as he hasn't lived with her yet, then she cannot eat truma. Why not? Even because the Torah says, when a kohen will acquire someone, whether it's an Eved Kanani, whether it's a wife, then the acquisition can eat truma. His wife can eat truma, his Avodim can eat truma. But she is not yet Kinyan Kaspoy. She is not acquired by the Yavam, by the brother in Liyot. She is still called the Kinyan of the brother. Until he does Yibum, she's not entitled to Yitrum. However, once he lives with her, once he does Yibum, she's absolutely his wife in all respects, and she can eat Truma, which her husband, who's a Kohen, gives her. No, the Yavam, who's a Kohen, gives her. Also saw Shisha Chadoshim Bifnei HaBaal. What happens if 6 months elapsed while the husband was alive, then he died, v'shisha chadoshim b'fnei yavam, and now there are 6 months that she's been waiting and waiting for the yavam to make his move or spending time before the yavam. V'afilu kulan, or it may be actually time for her. They gave her 12 months to prepare her clothes and jewellery. And out of those 12 months, during those 12 months, the husband died halfway through, and now there's another 6 months to go while she's waiting to prepare herself before she gets the yibum from the brother-in-law. Or a case where all the 12 months she was waiting, the husband was alive, and then he died one day before the 12 months are up. And one day he died before the yavam, so she lived through only one day of the Yavam's life. Aikulon b'fnei Yavam, chasei yemechon b'fnei Baal, or the other way around. Tragedy struck one day after he gave a kiddushin. So all of the 12 months she spent, or was waiting for herself for, except for 12 months less one day, she was preparing herself while the Yavam was alive. She didn't get to be waiting for the Oros more than one day. He died after one day after Kiddushin. In all these cases, Eina Ochelas B'Truma, she cannot eat Truma. The Orus, the Chosson, was not yet obligated to give her mazonos at the time that he died. And therefore, she was never permitted during his lifetime to eat truma. Now, the same thing would happen if all 12 months were spent waiting there while the Orus was alive. Even though then the Orus became chayiv to give her mazonos, and she could eat truma in his lifetime, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. Nevertheless, if the Orus dies and she needs to go to the Yibum, she's waiting for Yibum now, she's prohibited so long as she's only shomeris Yibum, so long as she's only waiting for the Yibum for her brother-in-law to perform the levirate marriage, to eat the truma. Why? Same reason that we explained before. She's not yet called Kinyan Kaspoi. She's not yet called the acquisition of the brother-in-law. She is still called the Kinyan, the acquisition of the brother, i.e. the deceased husband, but not the brother-in-law. So if that's the case, why doesn't our Mishnah mention that case, that even if it was a full 12 months had elapsed when the husband's alive? But the reason that Mishnah wants to bring us in such a case is to tell us that here we're talking about a case where she never was eating truma, never not entitled, not during the life of the Orus and not after he died. Because if she would have waited 12 months in the life of the Orus, then she would be eating truma at least while the Orus was alive. But our Mishnah is telling us a case where she's not eating truma at all, not when the Orus was alive and not after his death, because their 12 months did not yet elapse in the lifetime of the Orus. Zu Mishnah Roshana. This was a first opinion mentioned in the Mishnais, what we learned in the previous Mishnah, that is, that if the time came and they were not married, she can eat truma, and we're not worried about feeding her family who are Israeli because she'll eat separately. This was all a first opinion. However, based in Shalach HaRein Omra, the Beis Din afterwards came along and they said, no. Ein ha'isha echelas bitruma. A woman cannot eat truma, even if the time of 12 months has elapsed and they did not have nisuin yet, and she tikkanes chuppah until she actually gets into the chuppah. Now, why was this stricter opinion of the Beis Din? Why was that enforced? And that is, the Gemara explains that they were worried. Maybe a blemish would be found on her, or he'll find a blemish on her, and it'll turn out that his kiddushin was mistaken, mekach taos, which means that she was never an eshes kohen, and that means she was eating truma as a non-yid kohen, which is a very serious aver. However, the first opinion didn't worry about this. The Mishnah Roshana held that the Chachamim were not worried about this, that he might find a blemish, and they did not make a gzeira on an arusa about eating truma unless she was actually in her father's, only when she was in her father's house. Because they were, she might give it to the family. But once the time of Nisuin has come, and they were not yet had, even though they haven't yet had Nisuin, since the Orus, the Achosin, is chayiv to give her food, as we said before, he gives her a special place that she eats alone. And then there's no chash, there's no worry anymore that she'll give it to her family to eat. And that's why the Mishnah says, Mishihigiyaz man v'lo nisu, Oichlos b'truma, they could eat truma. However, as we said before, this was overruled now by the Beis Din that came afterwards. They were still concerned. They might find a mum, might find a blemish. There is an opinion in the Gemara, learning slightly different, and that is that even according to the Mishnah Rishona, the reason that they did not want the Arusa to eat truma was because they worried that he might find a blemish. But the Mishnah Rishona held, the first opinion held, that was more lenient held, that once the time has come, and they were not yet married, nisuin, they didn't have chuppah yet, since he's chayiv in her mazonos, he would make it his priority to have it checked out by his relatives, his female relatives, and therefore she's permitted to eat truma. We're not worried about cancelling the marriage or finding a mum. But the later opinion held, no. That checking through his relatives, his female relatives, is not sufficient. It's just a superficial check. And there was still a worry that after marrying her, he'll find a blemish, an internal blemish, which his relatives would not know. It'll turn out that his acquisition or his kedushin was mistaken. Comes out she was never an Ashes Kohen, and Chas V'Shalom should be eating truma as the Israelis. And therefore they made the gzera not to eat. This is how Rashi learns and how the Bartanura learns as well. Rabbeinu Tam has questions on Rashi, learns in a different way, but that's how Rashi and the Bartanura learn our Mishnah.